Bring your game face. Leave your bags at home. For more information on the new NFL bag policy, check out this link below.
Look who it is, tight end Owen Daniels, and I got to start. Not a football question. I guess it is a football question, but what the heck is going on with these tennis balls?
Oh, man. It's just a drill. Just, trying to find something to get better. When you get a day off, you got to find little things you can do to help my hand-eye coordination or whatever.
Sure. You know, it's not truly a day off because, you know, you're still doing some work. And we saw you before the team came in the bubble inside the Houston Methodist Training Center. You've been out there every day with Ed Reed, Andre Johnson, and Arian Foster. It's a really cool quartet. Catching footballs from the jugs machine.
Right.
What's that like? I mean, that's a fun little foursome right there.
It is. It's something we've done, Dre, myself, and Arian in the past, kind of during the special teams part of practice where we don't have to do much. So still, you know, find some time to get some work in and catch some balls because, you know, during practice you might get a handful of balls to catch, but it's not enough, you know. So, always got a little competition going on, making sure, you know, giving a guy a little bit of business if he doesn't catch the ball. Good conversation. It's, you know, three, four good leaders out there just trying to get better.
Yeah, four playmakers for sure. And you talk about the conversation. Obviously, that there's a lot of stuff that goes into that. But have you learned anything from a guy like Ed Reed being around him?
He has a certain demeanor about him, honestly. You can tell that he's been around and he knows how to handle things on and off the field. So, and he's been in a leadership role for a long time. So it's easy to just listen to guy talk and take stuff from him and listen to how he's done things in the past. You know, he's a champion. So, perfect guy to have around.
You didn't put the pads on Monday. What do you learn watching from the sidelines about the tight ends group when you're not in there?
Well, you're getting a lot of opportunities, you know. It's a young group. Obviously, Garrett and myself are the only ones who have any experience. And, you know, we need those guys to step up with Griff, Adam, and Bernie. So they all are all capable of playing in this league, in my opinion. And, tight end's a spot that, you know, gets a lot of action on Sundays around here. And, we play two and three at a time. So it's good to have them go out there and play against the ones when that's, you know, most situations, yeah. You know, are going against twos and threes. So those guys get to go against good competition and, you know, see what they're made of.
How nice is it to have Garrett back? And when you shook his hand, did you immediately go to the hand sanitizer afterwards? He had a virus, so he's just getting back into things.
I did one of these and bumped him with a glove on. So he got a lot of crap about that. People were poking fun at him, but I guess you kind of have to. You know, miss some days of camp, but. We're just glad that he's all right and he's doing better and he's back here and he'll be out there soon enough.
Owen Daniels, always good to talk with you.
Yeah, man.
Good luck
Thanks.
Through the rest of training camp. I'll keep waving the mic like
Thanks.
This.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Sounds good. Okay.